The information in this program is for educational purposes only and is not meant to diagnose, prescribe, or treat any illness or disease or injury. Consult a qualified health practitioner for answers to your personal medical questions.
This is Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio 97.3 FM.
Are you or your loved one in pain, facing surgery, or taking drugs with no end in sight? Don't give up hope. Dr. Yardley has had success with thousands of patients who previously tried all kinds of different procedures, but to no avail. Patients come from around the world to right here in the Northwest to get treatment from Dr. Yardley. So listen and learn about his unique and natural methods and the possibilities for you. This is Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley. Hey, it's Todd Herman, and I'm with a fellow patient of Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C., Gail. I don't know if I'm allowed to say women's ages. How old are you, Gail? You can tell us if you like.
Well, I'm a little older than you are.
I don't buy it listening to your voice. You spent your career helping people, right, as an RN?
Yes.
Yeah. And so you've seen the disease care industry, and I wanted to talk a little bit of a difference about the healthcare that Dr. Yardley practices. But what was a specific reason that you went to go see Dr. Yardley at the Yardley Institute?
I didn't really have any specific ailments, but, having worked over the years with people who had problems, I'm very into preventative care. Mm-hmm. And because I know a bit about how the body works, when Dr. Yardley talks about the brain-body connection, that made a lot of sense to me because all of your cranial nerves come through the hole in your skull and then go down into your body and innervate the rest of your body. So when he talks about, there might be a bit of a problem in that area of connection, to me that made a lot of sense. My decision to see Dr. Yardley was based on preventative medicine, just the way you try and eat healthy and you exercise and you try and give your body all of the positive things that it needs to continue to stay healthy.
Yeah, I read a little bit about you and some of the things you've been through in your life. You've not lived, none of us have, lives without challenges. You've had some car accidents and some surgeries, et cetera.
Yeah, and plus I had a few concussions when I was younger. So, none of them gave me any kind of a problem. So when I first went to see Dr. Yardley, I didn't really expect that he would find anything. So I was just stunned when he came back into the office and said that, most people are out, 2 or 2.5 degrees, and I was out over 5 degrees. I was just shocked.
Wow. And why did you see Dr. Yardley instead of a full spine chiropractor?
Well, just because of that brain-body connection, that just made so much sense to me because, our whole body is innervated from our brain and skull on down through. So it just seems to me if there was some infringement on that connection that, eventually our body might pay a bit of a price for that. So, so my thought was to, like I said earlier, to give my body every positive thing that I can to help it continue to stay healthy.
Absolutely. And, Gail, since I've been a patient of Dr. Yardley's now about 3 years, I've really tried to explain to people the difference between healthcare and disease care. And to me, the way I boil it down is disease care is I went in for joint pain. Disease care is, hey, let's really study your knee and study your ankle and let's give that a name. And maybe we'll call it, if it's not what I have, maybe we'll call yours fibromyalgia. But let's not spend any time swimming upstream to the brain-body connection. But I'm an amateur. You spent your life as an RN. So how do you describe the difference between healthcare and disease care?
Well, disease care is taking care of a problem that already exists. But with preventative care and health care, you're actually, trying to prevent some of the problems that a lot of people run into, especially as they start aging. So for me, there's a huge difference in preventative, alternative care, and disease care, because you're taking care of a disease that may not have existed had you been able to give your body the ammunition that it needs to stay healthy.
Well said. And what do you say to people who are sitting on that fence about going to go see Dr. Yardley at the Yardley Institute?
You really don't have anything to lose. It's a very pleasant experience. He's a very knowledgeable man, and if you can assist your body to stay healthy for all of your life, you know, I think it's very important to give your body the ammunition that it needs to stay healthy, and I think seeing Dr. Yardley is one of those ways that you can assist yourself in staying healthy.
I'm always curious about this, Gail, because I've met a number of patients of Dr. Yardley's. What was your first reaction when you got your first upper cervical treatment from the doctor? Because I know what mine was.
Oh, it was so gentle. It was, you know, it was like nothing I'd ever experienced before. I've been to chiropractors over the years and used to being twisted and turned and, you know, all that kind of stuff. And this was just so gentle and so soft and so non-invasive. It was just a very comfortable thing to undergo.
Yeah, I had the same experience. Was surprised at how quickly I felt better, and it was pronounced. Now, I know you went in for preventative care to give your body the ammunition it needs, and that's great. More people need to do that at the Yardley Institute. But I understand you did see some improvements in how you felt.
Oh, I did. I have a better overall sense of well-being, and I think a lot of it was due to, you know, the things that Dr. Yardley was a part of. But a part of it, I think, for me, and probably a lot of other people, is, you know, you just because you're doing really positive things for your body, it gives you a psychological advantage that you know that you're doing the best that you can to, you know, to continue to stay healthy.
Yeah. And anything else you think people should know about Dr. Yardley, D.C.?
He's just a lovely man, and the office staff they're always in good moods. I mean, you can't go in there and be in any kind of a down mood, because it's impossible. Everyone is just so upbeat. It's just a really nice place to go to spend a bit of time.
Couldn't agree more. Well, I appreciate you coming on with us, and thank you. We really appreciate it. You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Chiro Radio.
You can hear from over 100 patients discuss the incredible improvements they've experienced with Dr. Yardley at the Yardley Institute. Health issues like neck and back pain, headaches, sciatica, neuropathy, vertigo, and many others. Go to yardleyinstitute.org.
Hey, it's Todd Herman. You know, I've been a patient of Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. for 3 years. It's been so long. It's been part of the family. And when I first went in, a couple things stood out. This is a guy who only operates on what he can see. I love that, because if it's not measured, it can't be worked on. Well, it can be worked on, but it can't be improved. So I love that about him. He only operates on the data. The other thing that was shocking to me was how truly gentle and non-invasive the treatment is with Dr. Yardley. And I've shared this with him personally, that after the first treatment, I walked out saying, there's no way that did anything. But for me, 2 days later, my joint pain was gone. Then things I didn't even know I was suffering from was gone. Things like terrible sciatica, that was gone. I had headaches and sinus infections. I have not suffered those again. So no matter what you're suffering, be it headaches, be it depression, neck and joint pain, acid reflux, Dr. Yardley can help restore the brain-body connection, which in turn returns the body's ability to heal itself. So call now. Find out if you're a candidate for care at the Yardley Institute.
Now more of Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Chiro Radio 97.3 FM.
And we're back. Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. is here. Now, Lee, we were talking between the segments about eczema, and I guess you had a visit about this? I can't imagine we're even talking about eczema. That's not something I would equate with what you do.
Many people feel that way. My wife came up to me and said that recently we had the mother of one of our practice members,
uh-huh.
and she came up and said, you need to do a radio program on eczema. Now, there's a reason that she said that.
Okay.
And the reason was, about 8 weeks before that, she brought her daughter in to be evaluated for a compromise in the brain-body connection.
Sure.
And in taking the history, one of the things that we found out was that her daughter suffered from eczema. Her daughter was 14 years of age. So they opted to begin care to get that brain-body connection connected. And one of the amazing things to them was within 6 weeks, the eczema was doing 80% better.
Now, wait, stop. That's a skin condition.
Yes.
And what you do is the brain and body connection. What you do is align the brain with the spine and allow the communication to be restored between the two.
Right.
Eczema is on the skin. Mm-hmm. I don't understand.
Well, the skin is the largest organ in the human body. Now, there are many other organs. There's the kidneys. There's the liver. There's the lungs. The function of the kidneys is to remove toxins in the body.
Correct.
However, if the kidneys are not working as well as they're supposed to, the backup system is the skin.
You mean if the kidney can't get rid of it, it'll come out the skin?
It'll come out of the skin, you see. And so the way the body works is it has a series of control systems that are linked with various systems like the cardiovascular system, the nervous system, the respiratory system, and they all have to interface.
Okay.
And what makes that happen is communication. And communication occurs primarily across the nervous system.
Right.
Secondarily, it occurs through the endocrine system. And these systems are unfortunately vulnerable to compromises. And the area that that's most likely to occur, that it can most easily occur, is in the brain-body connection at the very top of the neck. So when we correct that brain-body connection, it now allows these systems to begin to interface and function the way that they were designed to.
You're restoring the control system.
Exactly.
This is like Iron Man's suit. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know if you've seen the movies, but Iron Man, in every Iron Man story, every movie, every comic book, the basic story is something happens to the suit, right? He catches a missile or whatever, but one of the control systems in the suit goes down.
Mm.
And in order for Iron Man to triumph, the suit has to be brought up to a certain level of functionality again for him to save the day.
How does that happen? How do they get it back up to its functionality?
Well, that's the Tony Stark part.
That's the whole story.
Yeah, he's the brilliant guy that built the suit. He always has to fix the suit in one way or another.
Well, I think that's a great analogy.
You're Tony Stark?
No, I don't think so. But anyway, it's a great analogy when you take a look at it because it is, you know, it's very much how the body works. And so when you start dealing with things like skin conditions and eczema and things like that, the amazing thing is they can respond so well.
How often has eczema responded to your treatments?
I see it year in and year out. It's perennial.
And
multiple cases, dozens of cases. There was a case that I saw many years ago in my early years of practice. A young girl was brought to me, and she was literally covered from head to foot with eczema.
Wow.
And she was 7 years old at the time, and she was a very difficult child to like. And the reason she was difficult to like is she was in pain all of the time.
Sure.
And she was just very difficult to handle.
Sure she was.
And so we started her under care, and within about 90 days, there was dramatic improvement in her skin. Within a year, it had cleared up completely.
Really?
And the change in this young girl that occurred during that period of time. And over the next 12, 13 years, I saw her on a maintenance basis coming in. And she'd come in as a teenager, and she'd say, Dr. Yardley, well, actually, she called me Yardley. She'd say, Yardley, I'm out of adjustment. So I'd check her, and sure enough, she'd be out of adjustment. You know how she knew?
How?
One of the ways that you know that you've got an attack of eczema coming on is your skin starts burning and getting itchy at night. And although she hadn't broken out, she could feel that beginning, and that was telling her that problems were beginning to start again. And she knew to get in and get checked. Now, we didn't have to see her all that much at that stage of the game, but I actually followed her through to her late teenage years, and she did remarkably well.
And this is something that is consistent through your practice for many, many years.
It is. Another case that came to see me, a young Samoan boy, about 7 years of age. And I saw him just about 3 or 4 years ago. Within 30 days, his skin had cleared up. It was quite amazing.
Now, we have to be clear here, especially when we talk about something like eczema.
Mm-hmm.
You don't cure eczema. That's not what this show is about. That's not what the Yardley Institute is about.
That's exactly right. That's not what the Institute's about. We address only the ability of the body to heal itself and as it relates to a compromise in the brain-body connection.
So when you eliminate that compromise and the brain and the body are communicating again, and that restores what, the control systems?
The control systems. They can now start interfacing and functioning at 100%.
And so that allows the body to heal itself?
Exactly.
I'm sorry, but you are Tony Stark.
Thank you. I'm sure that's a compliment, and one day I'll know who Tony Stark is.
Oh, Dr. Yardley.
I apologize.
No, that's all right. Now, you're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio.
Are you in pain, facing surgery, or taking drugs with no end in sight? Dr. Yardley is here to help. His gentle, non-invasive treatment allows the body to heal naturally with no drugs or surgery. Learn more at yardleyinstitute.org.
Hey, it's Todd Herman here with Jason, a fellow patient of my doctor, Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. And before seeing Dr. Yardley, Jason, you'd gone through 3 back surgeries?
I'd already been told many, many times that, you know, 3 is kind of your... your maximum for spinal surgery in this regard, and the next time it happens is a big possibility that, you know, you're going to have to be fused. And I'm 46 now, and that was very, very worrying. One of my wife's aunties had actually had some treatment with Dr. Yardley some years before, and we spoke to her, and she seriously recommended it. You know, we met Dr. Yardley, and he could see that I was in great deal of pain, and, you know, he looked me straight in the eyes and said that he could help me, and I trusted him.
I know. He's about as honest a guy as you'll ever meet. And how long did it take for you to see results?
I'm going to say, yeah, probably 10 days after the first adjustment, I was literally walking around 100% straight and absolutely singing his praises. Phenomenal. I mean, just complete and utter miracle, actually.
You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio, 97.3 FM.
Dr. Yardley, tell me about Frank Fulmer, one of your patients.
Frank was originally sent to me by a fellow New Zealander, a native Maori of New Zealand. His name is Kahu. And Frank was dealing primarily with low back issues. Frank himself is an Alaskan Indian and a sculptor by profession.
Frank Fulmer, welcome to the show.
Tell
us what your condition was that led you to go see Dr. Yardley.
Well, I had herniated a disc in my lower back, L5-S1, and I herniated it 3 years earlier in the year 2000. So I saw Dr. Yardley in 2003, so I was already in desperate shape.
Now, when you say desperate shape, what does that mean to you, Frank? I mean, were you in pain all the time? What was your what limitations were there in your life?
Well, I was at that time, I was pretty much bedridden. I had gone through a great deal of pain and trauma and sleep deprivation. And I found out about Dr. Yardley through a Maori friend of mine. And I was...
You were in bad shape.
Very, very, very bad shape. I was very desperate.
Now, Frank, you're an artist. My understanding is you're a wood carver. Had you been able to pursue your art and do continue your career in spite of this terrible pain?
I was able to do a little here and a little there, but because of the limitations of the pain and suffering, I could only sit or stand, so I just only was able to do a little here and a little there.
All right, so your Maori friend told you about Dr. Yardley. You went to see him.
Yes.
And tell us what your experience there was like.
Well, when I first saw Dr. Yardley, and he did the workup on me in our first consultation there, he told me, he said, Frank, I don't know why you're alive, and or you should be dead, or you should be paralyzed because of the spinal cord was so severely pinched. Now I went ahead and did the first treatment, and the very first treatment I was astonished because I felt the flow of energy flow up my neck into the back, up into my skull. And for that whole day, I felt this hot and cold action going on top of my head, just like, you know, if you get sore muscles and you take liniment and you rub it into your skin, you feel that hot, cold action?
Yeah.
That's what was going on.
Wow.
And I was stumbling around because I didn't realize one leg was shorter than the other one, so I had to learn to re-walk again.
Yeah. And after a number of treatments, where did you find yourself, Frank?
Well, here's what's complicated. I had herniated a disc in the base of my neck back in 1979, 32 mm-hmm. years ago.
Okay.
So my whole upper back was all frozen out of place. So what had happened was that once I started going through the treatments, the whole back started becoming unfrozen. I had seen other chiropractors over the decades, and they could never manipulate the vertebras between my shoulder blades to get them correct. But through Yardley, that all disappeared. I even went in to see a doctor to get Novocaine and B12 shots in trigger points across my back because it was all knotted up, hard as a rock. And with Yardley, that cleared all that up. And then I had a major crisis here last September that worked out the last kink in my lower back. And since then, the fatigue problem I had because of the poisoning from dynamite mm-hmm. 33 years ago cleared up. And I've got new energy that's been flowing through the body.
I bet that's it had a huge impact on your art.
Well, I'm able to do, my mind is so much clearer because I'm not caught up in this fog bank of pain, suffering, and trauma, sleep deprivation, and then all the painkillers I've had on top of it.
Sure.
So my life has just totally changed. I'm still astonished at the clarity of mind and the abundance of energy that I have that you normal people take for granted. I'm just still in awe of the whole change that's happened since now my whole spinal cord is working properly. My body's able to function properly and the health is optimizing, and it just dramatic changes that are happening now.
Yeah.
But it took 7 years.
Dr. Yardley?
That's what I was just going to say, Frank. You know,
seven
this
years.
Has been a process for you over the past 7 years.
Yes. It wasn't an event like I wanted it to be.
That's right. So true for most of us, actually.
Yeah, no kidding.
But, iterate.
It sounds wonderful. Frank, thank you for making time to come on with us. That's a real stirring story that you just shared with us.
Thanks for having me, Frank.
Dr. Yardley, that is an amazing story.
It is. And Frank is a phenomenal person.
And an artist, his life has turned completely around.
That's exactly true.
You know, if you're having the kind of pain that Frank has had or you have other conditions, you probably want to contact the Yardley Institute. They do have a website. It's a great website, yardleyinstitute.org. You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio.
Do you suffer from migraines, headaches, neck and back pain, sciatica, joint pain, or neuropathy? These are all health issues Dr. Yardley's patients have seen incredible improvements with. Hear from over 100 patients at yardleyinstitute.org.
Hey, it's Todd Herman. You know, I've been a patient of Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. for 3 years. It's been so long. It's been part of the family. Huh? And when I first went in, a couple things stood out. This is a guy who only operates on what he can see. I love that because if it's not measured, it can't be worked on. Well, it can be worked on, but it can't be improved. So I love that about him. He only operates on the data. The other thing that was shocking to me was how truly gentle and non-invasive the treatment is with Dr. Yardley. And I've shared this with him personally, that after the first treatment, I walked out saying, there's no way that did anything. But for me, 2 days later, my joint pain was gone. Then things I didn't even know I was suffering from was gone. Things like I had terrible sciatica. That was gone. I had headaches and sinus infections. I have not suffered those again. So no matter what you're suffering, be it neuropathy, be it fibromyalgia, carpal tunnel, Dr. Yardley can help restore the brain-body connection, which in turn returns the body's ability to heal itself.
Now more of Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio 97.3 FM.
Hey, it's Todd Herman. In a minute, we're going to chat with John, who's a fellow patient of Dr. Yardley's. But first, I wanted to share with you kind of an update on me and where I'm at. It's been almost a year since I started treatment with Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C., and what I've experienced since then is I don't get to see him enough, right? And what I mean by that is that there's a whole lot of business people, they want you in there all the time. That's how they make their money. Dr. Yardley's different, right? His goal is to make sure that he sees you when you need to be seen, make sure that you're keeping up with the treatments and that you're staying in good health. And my joint pain is so gone that if I ever do like hit my knee or something, I'm reminded, wow, I used to feel this way a lot. The sciatica was gone. In fact, I didn't even remember I had it, honestly, until my friend Ron Upshaw, who's in radio at Cairo, and he's a patient of Dr. Yardley. He mentioned sciatica and that he'd had that. And then I remember, oh my gosh, I used to have this. My sleep is better and I don't have headaches, etc. I think the other thing I noticed about Dr. Yardley is when I do see him, because obviously I go check in, and you may know this, that I think 40% of Dr. Yardley's patients are there for preventative reasons, to make sure that they don't end up in pain as we age. When I do go see him, his memory about me and what I was suffering from is magnificent. His interest in what I'm doing is always there. And every time I go in and I have chats with people in the welcome area, I'm just regaled with the same stories, right? That people have had these same experiences. And I do run into people who will say, you know, I've tried other treatments and these things have not worked for me and I still find myself in pain. And I always say to them, hey, have you heard anyone talk with you about the brain-body connection? Have you ever worked with someone who concentrates on something so specific and has done it for so many years? And rarely do you have someone say, you know, yeah, in fact, I've never met someone, not a patient of Lee Yardley, who's had that experience. Because, look, he's devoted his life to this. What he does is rare. What he does for me and as for so many others is remarkable and effective. And I just can't thank him enough for it. So, hey, we're going to shift gears and I'm going to talk right now to John. So let's go talk to John. So you had quite a story about how you got injured and ended up going to see Dr. Yardley.
Yes, I worked construction and I was up on a wall and I fell and I caught myself on a beam on the way down. And doing that, I wrenched my shoulder and my neck. And so I was in a lot of pain. I tried to keep working, but I was having to use my left arm to lift my right arm. And that went on for a few weeks. And I'd been going to chiropractors since I was a kid.
Yeah.
That wasn't helping. I'd gone for x-rays and didn't show anything. And after MRIs showed that there was a fracture there, they said basically there's nothing that we can do. You can't put a cast on a shoulder and it'll eventually heal. But, there's nothing really we can do for it right then. So I continued with chiropractic. After a while, I listened to KTTH all the time. I'd heard Dr. Yardley advertised, and so I decided to give him a try. Within about 2 weeks of starting care with him, the pain was completely gone.
So, awesome.
And I'd been in pain for, you know, I'd been having to, even like to comb my hair or whatever, having to use my left arm to lift my right arm and, you know, put a shirt on, have to kind of turn sideways so I didn't have to lift my right arm to put my shirt on, you know. And so within a couple of weeks, the pain was gone.
Awesome.
So,
look, I'm a patient too. And so my experience was, maybe you've heard me say this in the air, the first time I got treated by Dr. Yardley, I honestly thought, wait a minute, did this guy do anything? Because it's so gentle and non-invasive that I walked out going, oh, okay, honestly, something happened. But then it was 2 days later for me, and I had joint pain, right ankle, left knee, right hip, left shoulder, gone. And you had the same experience about the gentleness of the care, non-invasive?
When he did his first adjustment, I didn't feel anything. I didn't feel anything move. I didn't hear anything. I was, you know, I wondered if it was actually going to work, but I was willing to give it a try. I was so much pain.
Yeah. And then you went through, I guess, a busy period in your time or in your life, and you weren't going to see Dr. Yardley.
Yeah, when the crash happened, I worked construction, so we were hit pretty hard, and I made a financial decision instead of a medical decision to stop going to see him. And I was okay for a while, and my health just kind of tapered off until about December of last year. I had been getting worse and worse. I'd been going to another chiropractor, and a different chiropractor was doing adjustments on me about twice a week just to keep me where I could sleep at night. I was having numbness that was developing in my shoulder, and that eventually grew and spread till where my whole arm was numb, mm-hmm. as if I was asleep on it. So I decided I'd go back to Dr. Yardley again, and again, it was within about 2 weeks of returning to care under Dr. Yardley again that the numbness was gone, the pain was gone. I wasn't going back to the other chiropractor because I didn't need to. My neck was more stable and the spine was more stable.
Yeah, there's a lot of people who go to Dr. Yardley for preventative care, right? You know, so you go through and the pain is gone, and then I guess probably 40% of his patients, like me, are just there for preventative care.
Yeah, and I wish I had kept doing that. I didn't, but I will now. Yeah. I'm not stopping anymore.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. Well, thanks for sharing with us. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks, Todd.
Yeah. Find out if Dr. Yardley can help you like he did John, like he did me, like he's done for thousands of KTTH listeners. I'm telling you, if you're a candidate for care, you're going to love the level of care you get from Dr. Yardley and his entire team. Loving, caring professionals. You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio.
You can hear from over 100 patients discuss the incredible improvements they've experienced with Dr. Yardley at the Yardley Institute. Health issues like neck and back pain, headaches, sciatica, neuropathy, vertigo, and many others. Go to yardleyinstitute.org.
Hey, it's Todd Herman here with Sam, a fellow patient of Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. Sam suffered a spinal injury in 2010 while serving in Iraq and could never quite get right and heal. So you look around, you go through the primary doc, you go through the VA doc. What did you experience as Sam, the patient at the Yardley Institute?
It was a vastly different experience than what I've experienced with any other doctor. The moment I walked in the door, everybody had smiles, and it was a very welcoming kind of place to be. And then when I saw Dr. Yardley, he was very congenial. Big smile on his face, wants to know what the problem is and how he can help.
How long did it take before he started to see results?
Within the third visit, almost all of my pain was gone. And within a month, I have mostly no pain. It's done an amazing recovery for my spine.
What's it mean for you lifestyle-wise now?
Yeah, it's amazing. I do a lot of things. I'm a really busy person, and I can't be bored, mentally. The pain was causing me to be bored because I just couldn't do anything.
Yeah.
And now I can get back into doing the things I love and enjoying life.
So. I love it. We thank you.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio 97.3 FM.
Hey, it's Todd Herman. And it's a pleasure to have you, Dr. Lee Yardley, in my domain.
Well, thank you.
Well, I'm not going to try to treat you because I'm not qualified to do that. But it's truly a pleasure to see you outside of the practice. I don't get to do this enough, so it's good to have you here.
That's true. Our interaction has primarily been clinical over the past year or so.
I wanted to chat with you because, you know, I've told countless people about the practice and my experience of being your patient and yes. how thankful I am for what you have helped me with.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm a pretty healthy cat. Yep. So I didn't come in, and sometimes I feel bad because I didn't come in hobbled or really, you know, injured or in a bad situation like fibromyalgia or something. I had joint pain. I had sciatic, as you recall.
Right.
But it's not uncommon, I guess, for you to have people who use the Yardley Institute as a way to stay healthy, right?
That's true. In fact, there's a significant portion of the people that come into the practice and they'll say something like this: I feel fine. I have no problems, but you know, I'm getting older and I want to stay that way. And so I'm just exploring possibilities here to see if this can some way contribute to that.
I've seen people, and I went through this, Dr. Yardley, where I gained a bunch of weight. Mm-hmm. And it's harder to get that weight off than you think because it builds up over time.
Right.
I mean, a pound a week over 10 years, you're really heavy. Is it the same way with the body and staying healthy that it's just, you know, a death by a thousand paper cuts sort of thing?
Something like that. I mean, with weight, it gets harder as we get older.
Yeah.
Plus, there's a shift in that every 10 years, every decade, a greater percentage of our body is fat and a smaller percentage is muscle. Mm. So we have to work to offset that. But it's the same with health. You know, the body doesn't age. Really, the body does not age. What happens is every time a cell reproduces, every cell in your body and my body is in the process of dying, and it's being replaced, and the body has a choice. It can replace it with a strong and healthy cell. It can replace it with a weak and abnormal cell. And clearly, we want it to replace it with strong and healthy cells. One of the keys to that, one of the default settings, if you've got a compromise in your brain-body connection, then your body's default setting is to replace it with weak and abnormal cells. Mm. So it's important that we get that fixed. But the other thing that happens is every time a cell dies and is replaced,
raised, there is a reproduction of the DNA. So think of it. You've got a beautiful, pristine, original image, and you make a copy of it. Is the copy as good as the original image? No, it's going to be something less. And then it's going to get copied again and get copied again. And this is what aging actually is. These cells, when they reproduce each other, you find that the DNA is being reproduced, but it's not quite as good as the previous one. Hmm. And this is happening over a lifetime, many, many trillions of times. Hmm. And so one of the measures of this, totally off subject here, but one of the measures of this is a thing called telomeres. And these are on the DNA, and they get shorter. They start getting shorter as we get older. This is what aging is about.
Right. So you, at the practice then, in addition to helping people who do experience pain, you have people who are in there with you in addition to being at the gym or walking or you know, staying active on bicycles. So it's almost, I mean, I guess it is. It's preventative and keeping your body from getting into that situation where it feels old, where you begin to feel the effects of that, correct?
Right. And as we, you know, I deal with the demographic, which generally ranges from about 40 to about 80. Yeah. And so these are people that are just starting to begin to realize the effects of age on their body. But there's certain things like you find as people get older, the head starts going forward, the shoulders start getting rounded.
Yeah.
So we've introduced, we've been testing this for 5 years, but in the last year and a half, we've introduced technology that we share with patients where we start teaching them, giving them things to do at home, which will actually stop the process of this going on or begin to reverse it. Now, it depends on their age. If I get them in the 50 to 60 age group, we can stop it. You know, if they're 80 plus, well, you know, we can make it better. But yeah, we're not going to offset it completely.
What effect does the modern lifestyle of sitting, like, all day long? Mm-hmm. And I know so many people, and they say that the sin of their life is that they sit all day. They'll go by, like, I wear an exercise watch, other people do. Mm-hmm. Is it as bad as some of the media makes it out to be, sitting all day?
Actually, yes.
Wow.
It's not good. It's not good. And so we have to, you know, I'm always thankful because the work that I do, as you know, I'm up and moving around. But for some, you know, a lot of people, that's not possible. And we understand that. You can try and offset it. You can get stations where you stand. You can sit on balls and things mm-hmm. like that. But if that's not possible, what you need to do is do what you're doing. And that is build into your lifestyle a time where you get out and just really, you know, work the body out.
Yeah.
You know, for you, it's CrossFit or a version yeah. of CrossFit. Right. I know. For me, it's more like super slow and I'm a little older.
Yeah.
And it's important that you find what it is for you, whether it's yoga, whether it's Tai Chi. You know, there are many wonderful things out there. You find out what you have a passion for, what you have love for, and that's what you should be doing.
Yeah, Dr. Yardley, you know, picking up on that, one other aspect of modern life is eating on the run, right?
Yes.
And I've made enormous changes in how I eat. It's mm-hmm. been very, very beneficial for me. But I got to imagine fast food, convenience foods, how's that working with people's health?
Oh, wow. We could spend a whole segment on that. But, you know, like, for instance, do you realize that regular bread, bleached bread, is bleached with chlorine? They use chlorine to bleach it. We got chlorine every time we consume anything that's got, you know, bread in it or got wheat in it that's made with wheat. Chlorine is used actually in our water to kill it. It is amazing how much we've got in the food that we eat that's got these poisons inserted in them. Mm. So most of what you're going to eat, the fast food, the deep fried foods, even microwave foods are not healthy for you. And so there's a lot that we've built into our society that's convenience-based, fast food-based, which in the end is not beneficial to our health.
Yeah, and so people wonder why I walk around with a blender everywhere I go.
There you
and
go.
I'll tell you what, this Whole Foods has made an incredible, incredible difference for me. Yes. Well, since it's not common that I get to get you in here, let me again thank you for removing the joint pain and the sciatica. I don't know if you heard this, but I forgot I'd had headaches.
Uh-huh.
I forgot. And it was our mutual friend, Ron Upshaw, who's also a patient of yours from Chiro Radio. So
yeah,
you're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Chiro Radio.
Are you in pain, facing surgery, or taking drugs with no end in sight? Dr. Yardley is here to help. His gentle, non-invasive treatment allows the body to heal naturally with no drugs or surgery. Learn more at YardleyInstitute.org.
All right, this is going to be a good one. Got a good friend, listener to the radio station, Ralph from Gig Harbor, also a fellow patient of Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. at the Yardley Institute. Ralph, good to hear your voice. Welcome.
Yeah, I just wanted to talk a little bit about why I went to see Yardley.
Yeah.
Mainly it was I have sciatica, which hurts to sit. I mean, you can't sit for more than a few seconds, and it just was bad. I either stood up or laid down.
Now that you've experienced this care and and these conditions have subsided? How's it changed your daily life?
You know, I haven't had any pain for over a year at all. I can sit for hours and not have my foot go numb or tingles up and down my leg, my left leg. So, yeah, it's really affected my life. I mean, it was hard to work, hard to bend down. I have a really physical job, so there's a lot of bending. So being 56 years old, it's nice to not have that pain in my back and, you know, getting home and not having to take a pain pill or something to go to sleep.
Yeah, no kidding.
It's really made a big difference. I'm so appreciative of all the work they've done. The way I feel now is just 100% better.
More of Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio 97.3 FM.
Welcome back. Thanks for joining us. I've got Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. from the Yardley Institute here with me. Lee, we've been recently talking about wellness optimization off mic, and that's a relatively new term. Where did you get that?
Well, you know, my wife and I are always looking at how we can better serve the people that come to us at the Institute, but also how we can improve our own qualities of life.
Sure.
And this was a term that my wife caught on to or came up with, and we felt it described very accurately the mission of what we're trying to deliver at the Yardley Institute.
Okay, so tell me about wellness optimization. It sounds like, I mean, if I can reverse it, optimizing your body's health?
Exactly. You know, a plane is much easier to catch before it gets off the ground, have you noticed?
Yeah, no kidding.
And so that really describes this concept of health. Health is something we take for granted. We've all got it. Most of us are given it for most of our life.
Right.
And then what I see happening so much is that people take it for granted until they lose it.
Now, that brings home something that I've observed and we've talked about in the past, which is that quite often the way you first encounter a patient is when their health is compromised in a significant way.
Yeah, for many of us, that's the bell that has to be rung
to get our attention.
Yeah, and then you have a choice. You can do a few things about it. You can try and unring the bell.
Yeah.
Have you noticed you can't do that very easily?
Now, we should explore that a little bit. What's the other thing we can do?
Or we can hear what the bell has rung and what it's told us, and then we can take that and run with it.
Now, what that brought back a memory. We've talked many times about this, too. That is that sometimes the bell rings and we put things off.
That's true.
And there's a consequence to that, right?
There is. Yeah, often when we're trying to recapture our health after we've lost it, you know, that's where people often come with us. And the good news is we can help a lot of those people. The bad news is we can't necessarily unring that bell. There's going to be some permanent repercussions as a result of it. And then if all that we try and do is patch that thing up and then move on with life, now we've set ourselves up for a catastrophe.
Yeah, and that's so, which is why we talk about during the show a lot, you know, don't put it off.
Right.
Get after this. It's not a thing to procrastinate about because there is a consequence down the road. And the consequence is maybe we can't help the condition to the degree that we would hope for.
Right. But, you know, there are many wise people out there. And when they hear this, they make a choice. Let's not wait until we're losing the health.
Right.
Let's see what we can do. It's like, let's catch the plane before it gets off the ground. Mm-hmm. Let's make some good choices. And this covers a broad spectrum of things that may need to be addressed. The food choices we make, our diet, the exercise, the mental and spiritual aspect of our life. And that's a different take for each one of us. But yet, I think the most important thing is that brain-body connection, because that taps in to the inborn ability of the body to heal itself.
That brings to mind a story you were telling me recently. I know from having worked with you for a while now that one of your great joys and that you're fascinated by is that somebody comes to you for one condition, and in the process of correcting the brain-body connection, another condition improves. You have a story about that, don't you?
Yeah, the ongoing delight of what I do is that, yes, people come. And I sit down with everyone and I say, what's the one single thing you most want to see gone as a result of coming here? But within the context of that discussion is often a litany of various issues that they've been living with and just thought they had to live with.
Yeah.
This particular case, and I'm not going into the case completely or in great detail, but I had a gentleman sit down with me
just this past week. And you know, this is a gentleman like myself that's in his middle ages. And he says, you know, prior to coming here, I had issues with acne. I always had acne on my back, and I never knew why. For whatever reason, since I've been coming in and seeing you, that stopped happening. And, of course, it was a big question mark for him. Why would this happen? But it was clear in his mind. The only thing that had changed was the fact he was getting his brain-body connection corrected.
Now, Lee, can you explain to the people going, okay, so why did the acne clear up? And keeping in mind that at the Yardley Institute, you do not cure anything.
That's correct. We cannot. The body heals itself. Yeah, so, you know, one of the reasons that things like this happens is that the body's kidneys, the purpose of the kidneys is to remove toxins from the body.
Right, to purify.
Exactly. But it can't always do that well, and it has backup systems. One of the backup systems is the skin. If your kidneys are not functioning at its highest level, it will begin to remove those toxins through the skin. And it might show as acne, it might show as a number of different things.
Yeah.
But once that brain-body connection is corrected, oftentimes those kidneys now start functioning at a much higher level, and that backup system is no longer necessary.
So when we're talking about wellness optimization, encapsulate it for me, what are we talking about?
We're talking about taking every system in the body and having it function at its highest possible level. And you do that by removing that which is stopping it from occurring.
And in order to do that, what do we have to do?
That brain-body connection has to be functioning at its highest possible level.
So what that basically means is that your body is talking to your brain, and then your body can take over and do what it does best.
Under the direction of the brain.
Perfect.
Control systems.
All right, now maybe that makes sense to you. It has always made sense to me in a startling way, really, I have to be honest with you. So maybe you're thinking, gosh, that kind of sounds like something I might be interested in. Here's a phone number you're going to need, 866-704-1047. You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio.
Thanks for listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley. You can learn more about the Yardley Institute and listen to over 50 patients share their remarkable stories. Just go to yardleyinstitute.org. Tune in next Sunday for Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio, 97.3 FM. KIRO FM 97.3, Tacoma, Seattle. Your world.